Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Hey, welcome to the show, TM Hyman Radio. Hey, tonight's topic, love, sex, and marriage. Is online dating ruining relationships? That's the topic tonight. With our special guests, we got Keisha Hardison and Archie Gray. The company is called Fashionista Coordinator, Inc. They stopped past, they're hanging out, and they're going to help us to get all up in this love, sex, and marriage thing. I understand that they are an engaged couple. So I like entrepreneurs making it happen together, so they can definitely talk to us about relationships. Good perspectives tonight. We want to hear from you as well, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. We are real people in the midst of real talk at real times or in real time. On the other side of this, Madam Tilo Boston and Hot Chocolate. We'll be right back. TM Hyman Radio Live. It's 9:32.
Thank you.
TM Holler Radio Live, got throwback, Mary J. Blige. We love Mary. It's 9:37 here on the East Coast. It's 6:37 out there on the left coast. Thanks for rocking with us, Hump Day Wednesday. Man, is online dating ruining real relationships? More and more couples are living together without being married. Some people even say monogamy is unrealistic and doomed in today's world. Too many choices available, like online dating, cheating sites, and hookup apps. What do you think? Is the idea of settling down in stable relationships, is that taboo in 2013? We going to talk about it. But first, all the way live from Plant City, give it up, Hot Chocolate. Welcome to the show.
What up, people? Happy Hump Day.
Getting over this hump.
Hi.
All the way live, Charlotte. Madam. See, little Boston is what we call her. Welcome to the show.
Good morning in the afternoon. How do you do?
We're doing well.
Good job.
Let's jump to it. Love, sex, and marriage. Is online dating ruining relationships? We got special guests hanging out with us tonight. They are the owners of Fashionista Coordinator, Inc. Her name is Keisha Hardison. His name is Archie Gray. Hey, thanks for hanging out with us tonight. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Welcome,
I think.
Guys.
Hello.
Hey. Well, let's get right to it. Hot Chocolate knows these folks pretty well. They're making big things happen. Let's get into it, Hot Chocolate.
Yes, yes, yes. Once again, I would like to welcome our special guests, Keisha Hardison and Archie Gray. Thanks again for joining us.
You're welcome.
We're very happy to have you, and we want to let everyone know that Keisha and Archie are the eyes for the fashion trends for what's going on and what's hot. Like, when you see it, they've already seen it, and they've already either approved it or disapproved it in some way, shape, or form. And your celebrities that you're seeing and these pieces that they have, and you want to know where they got them from and where they found them, 9 times out of 10, they didn't find them by themselves. They had some help from someone like Keisha and Archie, and they're very well known in the business. Keisha and Archie, if either one of you just want to kind of take the lead and tell us a little bit about what you do and make our TM Hyman radio listeners a little bit more familiar with you.
Okay, sure. Hi, everyone. As they said, I'm Keisha Hardison. I'm the owner of Fashionista Coordinator, Inc. Basically, what we do is we coordinate fashion shows, major fashion shows. We also coordinate weeks in different states. Also, I have runway coaching, which sometimes I have fashion shows and some people might need extra work. So I specialize in runway coaching as well as styling the models. So we basically do all of that in one in Fashionista Coordinator, Inc. And I have Archie Gray, which is my assistant, plus my significant other, and we work great as a team. He basically cue the models and help assist style the models. He don't really help with runway coaching, depends on what, you know, if it's a male or female or what have you. But that's basically what we do together, and that's basically what Fashionista Coordinator, Inc. is.
Since Archie is an assistant, I'm going to give Archie a lead role here and ask this question of Archie.
Oh, he has something to say, Trey.
Because, you know, Hot Chocolate just put it out there. You all have seen it before. We've seen it. You've approved or disapproved. Archie, do you approve of non-skinny men wearing skinny people's clothes?
You know, that's kind of funny to say that. Most of the we actually deal with a variety of models because we know that the world, the nation is not completely skinny. So I mean, let's be realistic here. So when we put together shows, we look at the actual, you know, real people. So, I mean, you have heavyset guys, you have skinny guys, you have, you know, well-built guys, and that's what we bring to the audience, because a lot of designers, believe it or not, they want a well-rounded crew. So, I mean, it's not just skinny people that's buying clothes. So when you bring them out, they want to see from thin to heavy set, because everybody's buying the clothes. So, no, it's not just
skinny. But Archie, are you trying to stuff Leroy into those skinny jeans in your shows?
No, man, that's not gonna work. I mean, come on. I mean, if Leroy is trying to get those skinny jeans, then, you know, hey, I guess that's me going to.
But we won't allow that on the runway.
No,
it's not appropriate.
That's right. It's just a mess, man. We ain't got nothing to do with it.
That's a good segue to my next question. I wanted you to let our listeners know some of the celebrity stylists that you styled for. And I'm personally aware of the Aku fashion show that you did with T.I. Now, if you're fitting T.I., I don't mean no disrespect, but everything on him is skinny. Well, not here lately, because he has put on a few pounds, but you know what I'm saying.
With that fashion show, I was actually with Mikasa LaCharles. And she basically, at Ralph Reynolds, and she was basically designing the models. Now, T.I. brand, if you look at his clothing, is basically with the skinny jeans and the tight fitting shirts and all of that. So, I mean, it really depends on the model, what we put them on. We're not going to have a heavy set guy have on a pair of skinny jeans, knowing that that's not what he should supposed to have on the runway. So it really, number one, it really depends on the designer. The designer knows what type of models they want. If they want plus
right.
size models, if they want heavy guys or what have you. So we're
right.
in the back saying, okay, well, we're going to style this model this way, this model that way. But it really depends on the designer and what type of collection they have and what items they have.
Makes sense.
Okay. It does.
That makes sense. Hey, well, we are hanging out tonight with the owners again of Fashionista Coordinators, Ms. Keisha Hardison and my dude Archie Gray. They're gonna be hanging out with us for a while tonight. The topic, love, sex, and marriage. When we come back, we're gonna get into the topic and talk a little bit more about what's going on in the world of Fashionista Coordinators Incorporated. TM Hyman Radio Live 9:44. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd see the day that you my old girl. Now I'm stuck here hollering at old girl. Got one, got two, three, four, girl. Shotgun in the drop, made a right. Hut one, hut two, told him, take a hike. Then it's on to the next, on to the next one. Hard to move on when you always regret one.
I wonder sometimes, I wonder if I was wrong. I
celebrate my Independence Day. Will Smith, baby girl, who I'm kidding, still sick. Real ish, all my new seem to get old real quick. Hey, could it be you everything that this plain couldn't be? Is it a sign from the Lord that I shouldn't be? Lost in the playaway, so they get hold of me. Got me on layaway, girl, you got a hold on me. I say I'm wrong, you say come again. Damn, said I was wrong, look, don't rub it in. I got a lot on my mind, got a flock full of dimes, like a line full of hula. How they coming in, just saying, don't wanna have me, then somebody will. I'm praying, weight on my chest like I body build. I'm praying, you ain't content with trying to do your thing. And come back, baby, boomerang, rank, rank.
And we are back, TM Hyman Radio Live, your girl Hot Chocolate here, all the way from Itty Bitty Plant City. She is Madam CeeLo Boston, Charlotte, North Carolina, representing, and he is that dude, TM Hyman, and Tampa, Florida, where it is a beautiful night tonight.
Yes, it is.
Beautiful. And we also have joining us on the line Keisha Hardison and Archie Gray of
Hello.
The Coordinator, Inc. Thank you for sticking with us. And we want to get you to just weigh in on our topic a little bit tonight with the people. Love, sex, and marriage, is online dating ruining relationships now? We just shared with our viewers a little earlier that, yes, Archie is your significant other. Keisha is Archie's significant other. And my question to you all is, how difficult is it or was it first even establishing a relationship in the hustle and bustle of, like, the fashion world? Or did you all meet outside and then, you know, you just kind of collaborated after your relationship was established?
Well, I'm gonna tell you, I'm a sort of old fashioned guy. I believe in the whole courtship type thing, and I believe that whenever you meet somebody, it should always be face to face. If you're not gonna meet them face to face, you decide that you're gonna do it online. Meet them face to face and have a good conversation. Have something to talk about. And I can't talk to somebody that can't hold a conversation. First of all.
Right.
So, I mean, if they ain't talking about nothing, then we ain't got nothing to talk about at all. But I think that you should always talk to a person, take them out to dinner. You know, it's just an old-fashioned thing. I mean, there's a whole lot of online dating. You meet all these crazy people. Then the next thing you know, you end up on the news. So, yeah, old-fashioned way is better for me.
Right.
Okay. I agree. Hey, but you know what? You don't find too many guys that are old-fashioned. You know, a lot of guys think that texting is sexy. So, I mean, what do you say for this? I hate it. I don't like it at all. But that's
it can be impersonal. It depends on the person.
What do you mean?
Impersonal?
No. I said, yeah, it depends on the person. That's what I mean. What do you mean?
Yeah.
And it could depend on how you were raised. Ultimately,
right.
Also how you actually reared.
My thing was.
Ladies, Archie just validated that chivalry is not dead in America.
Ha! Yeah.
Right, that's why I said it's not hard. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's hard to find guys that even do that. So. You got a good one, Miss Hardison.
I do.
Absolutely.
I really do. I mean, it's really, yes, and it's really, you know, it's a blessing because, I mean, not only we didn't meet, just answer your question, we didn't meet in the fashion world or what have you in this industry. We met just totally out, you know, and then it's crazy because when we met, I didn't tell him anything about, you know, the business or anything like that or what I did. It took a minute. But then once I told him about it, he's from New Orleans, so he's already a Southern guy, you know, and it's great.
I want it.
So, it's, I have no complaints. Like I said, in the fashion world, of course, he's around a lot of females. He's my assistant. He's around a whole lot of females. And,
right.
you know, it's just it's a confident level that you have to have, you know, in a relationship and working together in this industry. You know, so I just, only thing I can say is a blessing. Yes, he's very old-fashioned. And like I was saying before, when we met, he just took over. Like, I told him about the business and what I did, because I'll be going on my five-year anniversary for Fashionista Coordinated, Inc., May 10th. So it'll be 5 years that I've been in business.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Yeah, so, I mean, like I said, he just joined in, and now we're just a team. We're a team to reckon with, y'all. I'm telling you. We're going to be Bonnie and Clyde in a little while.
That's awesome. The one thing that I like that I just heard Archie say, for the young men, you know, and men out there, that's confused about relationships. And clearly, you know, I heard, you know, the ladies talk about, you know, Ms. Hardison's found a good man, but clearly it sounds like, you know, Mr. Gray also has found a good woman, an independent woman, a confident woman. Clearly an educated woman. And so, you know, what we got to do is follow the direction of a man who's been there, done that. What he said is you have to court your woman. You have to court her. You got to get to know her. And so, you know, that's a contradiction to the microwave love that we looking for. You know what I'm saying? We want that snap, crackle, pop love. You know what I'm saying? But when you looking for something long term and something wholesome, you got to court her. You got to get to know her. So I ask this of both of you: had you all did online dating prior to connecting?
No, I would not.
I've had friends to do it, and it's just unreal. Like, I had a relative to do it, and it was horrible. Like, I don't even wish it was just horrible. So I know I've never done it before.
I have never
thought about it, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
I got to see what I'm working with.
Well,
go ahead, brother.
Listen, I had a friend that did the same thing, and he ended up with a girl that plunged a knife in the door after him.
What? How she show up? Are you serious?
Yes, I am dead serious.
Do you think that all of the options and the technology, the one thing Keisha said, I got to see what I'm working with in person, you know, because there's a lot of fraud going on online. Has it ruined the notion of real love? Because there's some people that tell you we met on eHarmony and we're so happy. I mean, is that, that works for some folks, but has that helped or hurt relationships?
Well, I mean, I don't think a young couple should meet like that. You know, maybe an older couple can probably get away with something like that, meeting somebody on Steve Harvey, because at that point, I feel like both people are more established. You know, they're more mature, so they know exactly what they're looking for. So it's not going to be hitting on nothing in the beginning, it's definitely not going to be hitting on nothing the rest of the way.
Right.
You know, but for a young couple, they already got, you know, they looking at TV, so they getting their relationship advice from, you know, the hip-hop world, the music videos and all that stuff. So they don't really have the mind to get already. So, I mean, it'll be a catastrophe by the time they're done.
Well, what I do know is if those people that, you know, went through eHarmony or whatever, found love, they had to been looking really hard, because I am not going to lie. I went on eHarmony, right, and I started because they have, like, a million questions. And I'm telling you, by the time I got to question, like, I don't know, it was, like, question 60-something, I was like, are you kidding me? So I just started, like, filling out stuff, and they just kept going, hitting next. And I'm telling you, the thing went to, like, 200 and something, I was like, no, I don't even have the patience for that. Like, you have to be really, really looking for love. It's like getting a job. Yeah, I don't, yeah.
Yeah.
I had to back up off
that's
that.
That's crazy. That's
What do you all find is the hardest thing to navigate in your relationship and dealing with the fashion world?
Time.
Yeah. I'm telling you, time. It's really, let me just say this. I know for a fact, we usually try to have a date night or something, and we were just talking about this, him and I. And, I mean, we rehearse Monday because we have a couple of shows coming up. So we've been rehearsing probably since February, March.
Yes.
I'm saying like every single day during the week. So, and then, you know,
man.
We have kids, you know, we have kids and, you know, we have to make time for our kids and, you know, it's just really hard. We don't really spend a lot of time away from people. We're
right.
always around people until it's time to go to bed.
That's
the only time. And then by the time we're in the bed, I'm falling asleep on him, he's falling asleep on me. You know, it's just,
right.
it's just really, we are so exhausted at that point. So, you know, that's the only thing that's really getting to me is the time that we can spend together alone versus having to, you know, entertain everybody. And, I mean, but it's part of my business, and I'm not complaining, but at the same time, that is a big impact is just the time. Yeah.
Right.
And if you're not a strong couple,
it's gonna hurt.
Yeah. So you have to be strong. I mean, you gotta understand. You have a business that you're doing. So I mean, you have to make that little bit of time. And we have, you know, we try to squeeze a little bit of time there. Maybe go to the movies, take the kids to the mall, or, you know, something to that effect. But we try to do something with the family or just him and I, you know, but we have so much going on. Timing is such an issue, but it's all good. We're going to make it up, I'm sure.
I know that's right.
Right. Yeah.
And we're here kicking it with – I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, I was just saying the second thing to that is just the model's attitude, but, I can –
Yeah.
And cut that off and keep moving.
Yeah,
exactly. Got it. Getting some insight on the fashion industry and relationships with Keisha Hardison and Archie Gray, our special guest, TM Hyman Radio. It is 10 p.m., and we'll be right back.
Back in a moment.
Woo!
Act like
live, and that was Raheem Devon with Butterfly. Butterfly. And first I want to say thank you. That was. Thank you to our over 50,000 listeners out there across the world.
53,000 to be specific.
Yeah. Tell them again. Tell them again.
Absolutely.
But y'all don't hear me.
Hey, we appreciate y'all for listening. Just thinking that we got something to say that's worth listening to.
What?
And sing it a rock with.
Y'all don't know about this right there.
Fascinating, of course, the owner Keisha Hardison, along with her backup there, Archie Gray, hanging out with us tonight. Love, sex, marriage, love, sex, the idea of monogamy. Some say it's doomed in America. Archie, what would you say about monogamy in 2013, bro, for us microwave lovers?
Well, I'll tell you this. If you ain't straight with monogamy, then it's a whole lot of other stuff out there that'll make you be straight.
Absolutely. It's a scary world out there. You know, being single is not very safe anymore. You have to
Seems like it's more stuff coming out every day, especially with Al Qaeda on the news. You never know what they might think next.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And it really comes down to what you want. You know, it really comes down to what you want, because at the end of the day, for those who like instant, things, instant gratification, and I like to say we, but at the end of the day, I'm really not in that category. You know, I'm wise enough to know that nothing worthwhile comes easy. And so, fellas, we gotta have wisdom to know what it is. You know, if you want something easy, you go over there. But if you want something real, it's something long term, you gonna have to come from over there. You have to go over there. And she ain't going for that stuff that she went for over there. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, you're right. And you know what? I mean, if you find a woman that piques your interest and she, she's well rounded. You can talk to her. You can hang out with her, have a good time. Y'all can do y'all.
That's
where you gotta be.
Miss Hardison, please do me a favor and help some of these ratchet females that don't have a clue.
Basically, I mean, only thing I can tell, these ladies is that have confidence in yourself first. Have confidence in yourself.
Amen.
Self-esteem, be behind your man 100%. He'll make sure he's behind you 100%. Just make time for each other, talk to each other, communicate, trust each other. It's crazy out here, and it's nothing out here. Like Archie said, if you find someone to pique your interest, I mean, it's well-rounded, just you all can just go hang out. Like Archie and I, we hang out, we go out and have a ball together. I don't think about nobody else. We just be chilling, having a ball, just enjoying life. So when you find a significant other and you know that one has piqued your interest or whatever that he's doing, and then you just feel it in your bones, if you know that's the one, why keep going on, It's nothing out here. This world is crazy. It's nothing out here.
And ladies and gentlemen, I got to say image.
Yes.
Stop looking for the image. Stop looking for the, you gotta talk. You have to talk. You have to see what's inside. That's the only way you're going to know what's on the outside. That's the only way you're going to really know what's on the outside. Talk and see what's on the inside.
Right, yeah. So we're
trying to tell these girls the video life is not right.
we're deceived by other things that we see on the outside. I mean, even as men, we're deceived. You know, we're deceived by, you know, this new thing. You know, women want these long eyelashes that look like hands, fingers come up on their eyeballs. You know, I mean, that's the new thing, you know. And, you know, we got, you know, blue hair, you know, red hair, orange hair. You know, it's got Nicki Minaj, you know. I mean, but I mean, I even heard of a 23-year-old. A team is trying to bring me on to help them with a model. And so they're serious about pushing this model. And so they told me that she had had some stuff done. And when they showed me the pictures, I was like, wow, she really has some stuff done. But she's 23 years old. And her boyfriend has already invested in her model career through a new pair of very nice breasts.
Wow. They're slinging breasts and booties here at will with no hesitation. You can get any sort of augmentation you want.
That's crazy.
A lot of people are doing it. That's a new craze in our community. You know, it started with the Jacksons and now the Joneses doing all type of augmentations to themselves. But it goes back to what Archie, you know, and Ms. Keisha's saying. It starts with the inside. Stop being so focused on the outside. Stop being so quick to hop around, sleep around, creep around, and start trying to get to know one another. We're getting old, you bastards. We're getting old.
You know what? I'm cutting that out.
Keisha, real quick, Archie and Keisha, I would like for you both, respectively, to tell us what is the trend for men and for women that you all have seen that you are just crazy about.
Wow. Well, Regina, you know me, how I love to dress. I'm very different. So I see a lot of trends that a lot of ladies, I think a lot of things is going on this spring. Will be like the blazers, of course, nice blazers with the, of course, maybe like a short, not booty shorts, but maybe like a short with the blazer and the little pump. Mm-hmm. Always have lace. Always, this is my thing too. Always, ladies, shoes need to be expensive. I'm sorry. My models, they understand that when you are a model, you have to have an expensive pump. I mean, and that's just one thing. You can have on the worst outfit, but if that pump coming out like bam, then, and your accessories. I believe in accessories. Accessorize, ladies. You can do whatever. You can have on a plain white tee and a pair of jeans and a bad pump. And have some accessories on, and you're good to go. And I think that's what's going to be a lot this spring as well with the jeans and maybe even like a cute white beater or a plain shirt, you know, and just
That's sexy right there. That's sexy.
They like that.
A nice necklace, earrings, bracelet, a clutch bag, you know, something really just nice and sexy, you know. So
What I hear in your voice, and again, congratulations on your fifth anniversary in business. But what I hear in your voice is passion for what you do.
Yes.
Yes. I love what I do, you all. I love it. It's just my livelihood. I love it so much. And I've been blessed. You know, it's funny because at first I wasn't even going to go into the fashion industry. I used, just to let you all know, I used to be a dance instructor. I taught jazz, tap, and ballet. So that's when I first, you know, got out of college. And I was in college, I was teaching for the city of Norfolk, Virginia. And I taught for them for 14 years. And I wanted to get a studio. I actually had a studio, you all. I had my studio and everything, and that didn't, due to crazy reasons, you wouldn't believe it didn't go through. But you know, by the grace of God, I'm on my next let my next go, and I've been doing this
going on 5 years.
Something
better for you. He has something better for you. That's all.
It is. Things, and like my mother always say, things happen for a reason. You might didn't do dance, but look at you. You at your next passion, which was fashion. And
that's
I've
right.
been blessed to have this business for 5 years. So yes, when you hear it in my voice, it's real.
Oh, absolutely. And we appreciate you for taking the time to stop past. We're going to take a pause for the cause. We're going to take a music break, come right back, and continue on for the next few minutes with our special guest, Miss
Khadijah.
Yes, we will be online. I was about to call you Khadijah. Miss Hardison.
You could do it too. Turn me up. You can do it too. Just telling you, you know. Hey, yo.
You need to.
Never in a million years imagine I get my thrills by listening to squeals or the PJ wheels. As we land, I duck down. I stick my head up, my dick is being sucked down by a named What Now. I look in her eyes, and the eyes are like an orange star. Look at the reflection of my foreign car, the R&R. I stick my feet out, you know the paper's made of ill. You know the new food with Negro face right on the hill. I wasn't marching band, I was a skateboarder. He was made wine, I couldn't make water. Oxymoronic, I'm here to destroy all you hate hoarders. You was cool in school, now you take orders. I'm not dissing your job, but now you listen to Nod. Somehow the limit, I know this position is odd. Don't gas the air. You can turn blue, look Excel, trust me, you can do it too.
You could do it too, young love. You could do it too, young love. What? Just watch what you do, young love. And watch what's in your crew, young love. What? It don't matter if you do drugs, or even if you do slugs. What? You can do it too, young love. I did it, you could do it too.
I know, it's like there's no returning when I bought that white 5/5. So white that the cares just might try sniff. I ordered the Phantom Coupe, that smoke pipe gray. And the interior was like rock beige. At least that's what it looked like when it was on that page. I combed the whole brochure and it did not say, oh well. Life's but not too extreme. Life's got a fat ass. Trust me, I'm a full steam. I make the world cream and scream while I'm getting my cream. I'm coming to America. Call me Prince Hakeem. Yes, sir. It's kind of weird, cause this our dream. Kind of prophetic, you get it, cause this I've seen. These type of visions, since I've seen. I told my teacher what I saw. She said I miss Vizine. Laugh with the class, with the slightest clue. You be buying my and I'll be rapping to you. But you can do it too.
You could do it too, young love. You could do it too, young love. What? Just watch what you do, young love. And watch what's in your crew, young love. What? It don't matter if you do drugs, or even if you do slugs. What? You could do it too, young love. I did it, you could do it too.
I know you heard the story about the dude with the attitude. Pirelli don't even know you, but he mad at you. He got robbed, and seems that he has accused. He's really frustrated, and all that he has is you. So, things propel, and things excel, and the next thing a bump right here.
TM Hyman Live, we're back. It is 10:17 p.m. on the wet. Ooh, let me get my coast right. On the East Coast, 7:17 on the West Coast. I'm your girl, Hot Chocolate, who can never figure out where I am because I'm always somewhere.
So
Boston, SIBO Boston, TM Hyman. Our special guests, Archie Gray and Miss Keisha Hardison, and we have a caller who would like to ask a question. Hey, caller, area code 863, last four digits 695. Tell us where you're calling from and tell us what your name is.
Hi, Hot Chocolate. This is Cody. I am from Lakeland, Florida. How are y'all?
That's my boy, Cody. Hey. Thank you for calling.
Cody, you sound like you on a ranch, brother.
I'm on a roll. Oh, come on now. I might be a cracker, but I'm not a Southern cracker.
Oh, hey, you said that, not me, Cody. You said that.
I just said y'all. Y'all just kind of killed it for me.
Who's on your mind? Who's on your mind, Cody? Thanks
okay, I have a question for Miss Keisha. Who is your favorite designer?
My favorite designer. Wow.
That's a good question. Ooh.
Yes. I love. Whew, I got a lot. I'm going to tell you my favorite. I love Michael Kors.
Yes,
my favorite shoes, and it's old school, but I love them. I love Nine West Pump. They're really, there's an old school brand, but I love it. I love that designer because their shoes are very comfortable. But my favorite designer, I love Michael Kors, and believe it or not, you might not believe this, but I love, and she's old too. I'm probably telling my age, but I love Donna Karan.
No doubt. Okay. No, we love Donna. Okay. We love Donna. Okay,
yes.
Corey, what are your favorite? What are your favorite designers?
Cody. My favorite designer would have to be. Well, I guess not Corey. My favorite designer would have to be Vivienne Westwood.
Good. I got you, Cody. I'm sorry, brother. I got you.
It's all good. Vivienne Westwood.
Ooh. Now, Cody knows her fashion. I can vouch for that.
Yes.
Now, Cody, I've never heard of that designer, but the way they just responded, that's some fancy. He's very fancy.
Absolutely.
See, you gotta Google it.
Hey, well, I'll know by the next show. I bet you I'll know by the next time I'm on the air.
But definitely. Applause to Cody for that one, because Vivienne Westwood, people, oh, classic. Oh, so classic. So beautiful. Oh, my gosh. She's awesome.
Let's ask the topic tonight is dealing with technology, online dating. Is online dating and the options with online and applications, is that ruining real relationships? What do you think?
I think as far as 2013 goes, I mean, what really defines relationships these days anyways?
What's your definition of a relationship? What's your definition?
I am completely monogamous. I believe in old-fashioned just dating and stuff like that. But
what
I mean, as far as online...
Night? Is it old school?
Well,
night?
No.
There's nothing wrong
but
with
I mean,
that,
as
though.
Far as online dating goes,
that's the problem with relationships right now.
No. Hold on now. When it comes to online dating, you know, you get to pretty much learn all the basics about the person before you even actually begin chatting with the person just by looking at their profile. So I think that takes away from a lot of the initial conversations from a first date, anyways.
And it also takes away from you being able to read their body language and their just general persona to see if they're bluffing about what they're presenting to you in the first place. Now, sometimes
exactly.
You can tell, sometimes they're pretty good at
yeah.
the bluff, so.
That's why you have friends go when you go on your blind date, when you meet somebody on the line. That way, if they're really 300 pounds, then
you got security guard to help you out the building.
Exactly.
What do you have to talk about at dinner?
Right.
So, I mean,
you're like,
okay, I read your profile. If you ask the same question, they say, did you read my profile?
Yes. You drop your fork on the floor. That's a sign for the girl behind you to give you a call and say that you got an emergency. It's time to go.
That's what I'm talking about. The goon squad.
Cody, thanks for calling in tonight, Cody. We appreciate the comment, brother.
All right,
amen.
Y'all have a good night.
We got a few more minutes left in the show. Hit us up, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, I love this show. Hey, I Keisha Hardison, Archie Gray, Fashionista Coordinator, Inc., baby, VA, repping strong.
Right, baby,
we're
in the house.
No doubt.
Yes, VA is
Hey, how can we follow
Norfolk,
you?
Baby.
Facebook, Facebook, website, Twitter, hit us up. What we got to do?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear your question.
How do we contact you?
Yeah,
oh, wow. I do have a Facebook page. My Facebook page is my business name, Fashionistic Coordinator, Inc. You could definitely hit me up on that. I do a lot of networking on my page. Or we have an email address that you can email to us as well. We have two email addresses that you can contact us. Mine is Keisha Hardison @gmail.com.
And mine is ArchieHGrade25@hotmail.com.
And if you all didn't get that, we'll post that on our website too.
Yeah. And the name of the company I'm hearing her say Fashionistic. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes. Fashionist
with a T.
That is not what I've been saying. Okay.
I apologize.
Fashionista. And it's Fashionistic.
Yes, it's It's Fashionista.
Oh, it is A.
Coordinator, Inc.
Okay, it is with an A. It is with an A.
Yes, it is
with
an A.
Okay, gotcha.
And we also have let me give you the business email.
Go
for it.
And the other one is hotlikefire25@hotmail, and that's hotlikefyr25@hotmail.com.
Okay, now tell us what else you have coming up next that we can look for.
We got a show. We got two shows coordinated right now. The Era of Fashion, which is on May 4th, and that's with Miss Frederica Watson from Sugar Hill Boutique. And we have another show that's coming up on May 17th with two new designers, and it's called. The name of the show is called The Come Up, and that's with Jasmine Underwood and Nicole Kenner. And one's a clothes designer and one's a shoe designer. And then we got some more stuff that's coming up. We haven't had a chance to sit down and figure out the contracts just yet. We're still going through negotiations and stuff like that. So when that stuff pops up, it'll definitely be on the site.
Nice.
No doubt. And we need more people handling their business just like this, you know, with this type of Will and Jada, you know, Beyonce, Jay-Z, you know, Keisha Archie type thing.
That's right.
Get along with my partner. Thank good gracious. Send me some tips.
I would like to know if you style for up-and-coming stars like TM Hyman Radio staff, because we have some events coming up that you know.
I need some
We need some help to get on that red carpet, baby.
Yes, definitely. Hit me up. I will be your
husband. You know I will.
Yes, please. I would love to.
I like you know what I mean.
Now, we're going to pick you up on that. We're going to thank you up on that.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. No doubt. And soon.
Yeah, go ahead, Arch. I'm sorry, brother.
I was saying, speaking of couples that seem that, you know, have been doing their thing and stuff like that, maybe this should be the era of couples. You're going to do.
Okay.
Hey, I'm with you. Stuff like that. That promotes monogamy, marriage, and all that good stuff. You know what I'm saying? You got Jay, you got Will and Jada. You know, hey, what else do you need? You know what I'm saying? Bring more couples into it.
Hey, Archie, you about to send us into overdrive in this show, brother. It's only an hour, but at the end of the show, to go there, you about to send us into overdrive.
I'm not mad at him because that's a whole other show topic. And Akeisha and Archie are definitely welcome back on TM Time Radio anytime.
This is the real deal right there.
We appreciate it so much. And I enjoy
everything. What the brother just said was it's the era of couples. It should be the era of couples. And so specifically, I'm going to say specifically that black love, going back in the day,
Look,
there you go.
Right?
There you go.
But brothers and sisters, this is what we got to do. We got to put the walls down. Bring the walls. We got walls of Berlin up. We got to bring the walls down. So
my walls down.
Like connect with each other. You know what I'm saying? And again, I ain't making it a black thing. I'm just talking to black people right now. Although there's a diverse group listening to this show.
Because I'm white.
But, you know,
I'm white.
White people, so, Asian people, you know, Korean people. Take the walls down.
People.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Take the walls
down. I need
down.
A man in radio.
Let's get
just
some couple thing off.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We got about 50 seconds left in the show, y'all.
Hey, thanks for joining us tonight. Y'all are welcome back here anytime. Join us Friday inside the site for 9 p.m. Ladies, take us home.
Oh,
well,
wow.
Whatever you do, do it well, and I'm taking applications. People in radio only.
There she goes. There she goes. And this is your girl Hot Chocolate, always looking for music. Hotchocolate757@gmail.com. We'll play it once. If you're looking for your business or service to be aired on TM Hyman Radio or an interview segment, get at me and we'll see what we can do for you.
Thank
everybody
you.
Have
Thank
a good
God.
Night.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you all. We will. See him live. 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 See